Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A fire shut down southbound I-35 at Highway 19 for a time yesterday afternoon. NAFR's firefighter Sean Simonson explained.
When we got on scene, we found a fully engulfed boom truck similar to what they use to cut trees down that was fully involved on the side of the road. So we had to use our fire suppression to put the fire out. About 3,000 gallons of water. It's a little bit bigger vehicle than we're used to fighting.
Simonson said they were there for about an hour. State Patrol and MnDOT remained on the scene until the truck was towed. Traffic was jammed tight back to Elko Newmarket. There were no injuries. I have a correction regarding the Washington and Fifth Street parking lot in Northfield. It will remain closed until September 17th for resurfacing. Simonson, who also works for the city of Northfield, sent a complete list of the remaining street projects and their timeline. That is on our website, kymnradio.net. The Northfield High School gymnastics team is looking for a new home after negotiations with the Northfield Gymnastics Club came to an end after a 24-year-long relationship. Talks on the yearly renewal started in May. The district has paid $6,500 a season to the nonprofit. Northfield School Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman said,
"We certainly knew that we would have to pay a little bit more because we've had a real nice lease agreement with them for some time, very reasonable cost. But the club had proposed a 400% increase to the annual lease, and you know that's just not something that we were in a position to do this year."
The district came back with a phased-in approach for payments. He added,
"The other key sticking points had to do with just the proposed times for high school practices. You know, the tradition had been our high school student-athletes would practice after school. The times that were proposed and we just couldn't get any movement on were evening practices. And then some on Saturdays, and just also there was some desire by the club to just restrict some of the areas of the club from our use."
That would not allow the district to host a meet. In an email, NGC President Tracy Hinz responded in part, stating that the available practice times offered would allow the district the most freedom to set up equipment and move it around to best suit their practices. It would also minimize the loss of income to NGC. As for restrictions to space, she wrote that those areas are not for general use by any gymnastics students. In terms of cost, she said the district leases the ice arena, which is owned by the city and publicly subsidized, for an average of $170 per hour. They also lease the Dundas Dome, which is privately owned, at $450 per hour. The school district was paying $30 per hour to use the Northfield Gymnastics Club. It is notable that just 18 students use the Gymnastics Club, while a far larger number of students use the other facilities. Also, other gymnastics clubs charge about $7,000 for the season. Hinz said that during lease discussions, the district said they were considering establishing their own gym, which would include a plan to offer gymnastics classes through community ed. NGC provides training to approximately 500 youth each session, and they hold 4 per year. At this point, the district's finance director, Val Murdestorf, is negotiating practice time with other facilities, including Faribault. Hillman said they'll be looking for a long-term solution down the road. And the Dundas Council approved a new ordinance regarding solar gardens. They chose to not allow so-called arrays as a principal use within the city's utility service area. However, Administrator John McCarthy added,
"We encourage and permit solar energy as accessory uses. So if someone wants to put a solar generation equipment on their home or power their business by solar generation, that's great. We really encourage that. But as a freestanding entity, just to produce solar energy, council and the planning commission feels that that's more applicable to areas that aren't quote-unquote urbanized and aren't serviced by utilities."
McCarthy added that it does not preclude an array that would service a planned unit development, such as a condominium complex. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.